Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, our text tonight is again in Galatians, the third chapter. We've been talking about the subject of being redeemed from the curse of the law. I like just saying that, don't you? Redeemed from the curse of the law. That's me. That's you, right? So let's go on further tonight in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7. Well, let me read verse 6. Abraham did what? He believed God. What a wonderful thing. And it was accounted or imputed to him for righteousness. Now, let's just stop right there. How did he get righteous? Now, this is going to come up later on. Who was first, Abraham or Moses? This is before the law, right? This is before the Ten Commandments. This is before all of that, right? So Abraham was not operating by the law. This is before the law. But yet, righteousness was imputed to him. This is a foreshadow of the day in which we live in. The day of grace. And how did he become righteous in the eyes of God? How was righteousness imputed to him? He believed God. He believed God. Now keep reading. The Bible said, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Who is that? Those who are of faith. That's us. We're the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, I know in studying this, I was reminded and then got further revelation about the connection of the gospel and the blessing. I don't think that's been preached enough. Because when people think of the gospel, they don't automatically think of the blessing. And you should. Read this again. He said that God would justify the heathen through faith. He preached before the what? The gospel unto Abraham, saying what? Now this was the gospel that he preached to Abraham. This is the gospel. In you shall all nations be not just saved. What? Blessed. Is the good news a message of blessing?
Yes.
It is. Go with me, if you would, to hold your place in Galatians and go back to Romans 15. Let's just confirm this in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. Romans 15, 29. Romans 15, 29. He said, I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The blessing of what? Is there a blessing in the gospel?
Yes.
Is the gospel message the message of blessing?
Yes.
See, the Bible tells us that this gospel, talking about the gospel of the Bible, this gospel must be preached to all nations. And then the end's going to come. One reason everything hadn't been completed and the end hasn't come yet is? Now get that. This gospel.
Right, that's right.
This gospel has not been preached to every nation, kindred, and tongue. Religion has been preached. Condemnation has been preached. Churchianity has been preached. Do's and don'ts have been preached. And for instance, condemnation. A lot of folk, bless their heart, their main message is you're going to hell if you don't repent, and they believe that's the gospel. Well, gospel means
good news.
Good news. If somebody tells you, you're sorry, rascal, you're going to hell if you don't change. Is that good news?
No.
That's not good news. That is bad news. Now, don't get huffy with me now. So listen, well, is the gospel? No, that's not the gospel.
Amen.
Because when you hear the gospel, you're going to hear about the blessing. It's not my idea. We see it in two New Testament passages already. I can show you more. He said, when I come, I'm going to show up in what? Read it out loud. In the what? In the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. Woo! He said, I'm going to come in the fullness of the blessing of the good news. Don't you think they're saying, come on, Brother Paul, come on. Bring it on. Tell us about it. Right? Tell us about. Now, you know, who did God use to pen Galatians? Well, flip back over to where you're holding your place there in Galatians and look at the first chapter. And the first word of the first verse of the first chapter. What does it say?
Paul.
An apostle, he goes on talking about. So what did Paul preach when he came? He preached the gospel. Now just hold this and go to Acts chapter 14. What did Paul preach? What is the gospel? When you hear the good news, among other things, what are you going to hear about? Well, blessing is good news.
Amen.
Cursing is not.
That's right.
That's right. Condemnation is not good news. Judgment is not good news. No. Hell is not good news.
No.
Right? What is good news? Well, we know here in Galatians, Paul was the one writing to them, so the Holy Ghost is teaching them and preaching to them through Paul, and he's the one that told them, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that, in order that, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What's he preaching to them? The gospel. This is the gospel.
Amen.
Just four verses prior. Well, not four. It's a little more than that. Eight or nine verses prior to that. He told them that Abraham first heard the gospel and the blessing. That in you will all the nations be blessed. He said, that's the gospel. And he sums it up by saying, now in Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and his blessing is on you. That's the good news. That's the gospel. And we've been camping out for weeks here seeing what we've been redeemed from. And oh, if it don't make you shout, you're just not paying attention. We've been redeemed from every sickness and every disease that's ever been named and ever will be found or discovered or named. We've been redeemed from losing our mind or losing our memory and our ability to think. We've been redeemed from our stuff being destroyed. We've been redeemed from our deals going belly up. We've been redeemed from failure and loss of every kind. That's good news. I said, that's good news. And the same blessing that made Abraham one of the most powerful men in all those nations where he traveled through. And they got so much stuff, and Lot got so much stuff, that the several counties they lived around couldn't hold their stuff. That blessing is on you. Not a different one. That blessing is on me. Now that's good news. That's good news. Has that been preached all over the world? It has not. And that's why the end hasn't come. What leads men and women to repentance? The goodness of the Lord. See, religion is taking millions to hell. It's one of the worst things that's happening in the earth because people are substituting that for a real relationship with God. And they don't know God. They don't know God. He's not real to them. They're not born again. They don't know that He's their Father and that all the sins have been placed on Jesus. They don't know they've been redeemed from the curse. They don't know they have authority in the name of Jesus. They don't know they've been made righteous. They have not yet heard and understood the good news of why He came and what it means to us. So that's why you and I got to get this message out. Right? We got to tell people that God's good. And they need to see it. Not just hear about it. They need to see it in our lives so that they want a life like ours. If people don't look at us and want a life like ours, then the gospel is not being manifest like it's supposed to be. And the sad thing is there's so many people, they work side by side with Christians at the workplace and at different things. You know, they see them in town in different places and they know what kind of life they have and they don't want their life. They feel like they got a better life than they do. And so there's no goodness of God enough to draw them to come out of what they're in. I know Phyllis used to oversee and manage doctor's offices. And she'd hire, she was responsible for hiring people and training them. And there's any number of times she hired ladies, young ladies, who were not Christians. But it was hardly time that y'all went, what, 2 or 3 months before they were born again. And they didn't preach to them. They didn't preach to them. They just lived it. These girls had come in. Their boyfriends beat them up. And they got high and drunk and woke up in a strange place. Didn't know what was going on with them. I mean, sinners have a rough life. They try so hard to have fun. And fail. Miserably. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Worthy to be Blessed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1004H. That's R1004H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.